woman
and the unjust judge. She'd gone to the judge, and the judge didn't fear God, listen, and he didn't fear man. In other words, this woman who was a widow and the least in society didn't have a chance. She said, "Avenge me of my adversary." He told her, "Get out of his courtroom." He did that numerous times. Now, if she had of just gone by what she knew going back into that courtroom, he was going to say, "Get out." But see, she relinquished control. She wasn't going by what she knew. She knew that there was a kairos. There was something driving her back to that courtroom. In other words, it was God taking over now. The man didn't fear God, didn't fear man. So you know for her to go up against him, it couldn't have been her. Because he'd already told her no numerous times. But because she relinquished what she knew, and she took a leap of faith into trusting God, at that appointed time, at that kairos, God took that man's heart. How many know the king's heart is in God's hand? Whithersoever he will, he'll turn it. That woman kept going, and all of a sudden, that man could not stand up against her. She left what she knew, just was persistent. Avenge me. And then he said, finally, this woman has wearied me with her continual coming. That was the kairos. See, God had gone before her. He knew what was going to happen, but she had to relinquish control. See, sometimes you hadn't struck the arrows enough. Oh, you know what God is saying to you, but you only hit it once. You expect something to happen. God says, no, get down on your knee. And get them arrows and hit them arrows and hit them arrows until you break them all up. Keep hitting them. Come on, that's your part. Hit those arrows. Hit those arrows. Hit those arrows until God steps in, until God manifests, until God has control, until you, and let me say it this way, until you are psyched out, until you know that you can't be stopped, until you know God has to move, until you know something's got to give here, until you know the baby's coming forth. Some of us give up too easily, and giving up, the reason for giving up is that you are staying in control. You're only going so far. You're only giving so much. You're only going to do so much. I'm tired. I ain't got time. You just shut yourself down. I was sharing this little testimony in the first service. God had been dealing with me about extraordinary. I found myself doing things even at home, and this particular time in my son's room, some things that he's responsible for. I happened to be there at a particular time, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take care of this. But I was looking for something. I couldn't find it anywhere. I'm thinking, where did I leave it at the church? Where is this? So I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And I went and I started to do something there that was the extra on the ordinary that took my eyes off of what I needed and put it on to something. And the moment I did something over there, I found what I was looking for. And that didn't happen just once. It happened maybe three or four times. So I said, Lord, you're talking to me here. When I set my sights on doing for others and put other things first and put you before me and stop being concentrated and focused on just what I need, then something starts to happen. See, when you at the gate, you exchange control. Because, see, you know how we are. We ain't going to do but so much in and of ourselves. You know what I mean? We draw the line. Nope. But oh, when you can cross that line. Let me show you something in Exodus 19 and verse number 4. Exodus 19 and verse number 4. When they came out of Egypt, see, they had to make some choices in Egypt. And they had to make choices to leave Egypt. In other words, they had to take a leap of faith. They were headed to a wilderness. Didn't know what to expect, except that God said he was going to lead them into a promised land. They had a wilderness, serpents, fiery serpents, scorpions, no water, no nothing out there. But here they go to worship God out in the wilderness. But it says, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. You see, the thing about the leap of faith is that when you leap, God's going to bear you up. Come on, I said, God is going to bear you up on eagle's wings. In other words, when you take that leap of faith, God's going to show you and prove to you that he is your all sufficiency. If you let him have control, you'll see that God won't lead you astray. He won't disappoint you. He won't let you fail. Hello? Now we're going to look at this hopefully before we finish, but when a baby's about to be birthed, it has to come through a narrow place. And that's what people get upset or get afraid a lot of times, because you get into a narrow place and you don't have it going on like you did at one time. Hello, somebody. Oh, I know the Holy Ghost is talking to somebody right now. You don't have it going on. So see, you feel like God has abandoned you. You've missed God somewhere, or you've backtracked. No, you're just about to go through a narrow place. Come on, a baby has to come through a narrow place in order to be birthed. But see, there's a chemical released in the woman when it's time to give birth that causes the opening to open. Y'all stop acting like that. That ain't too graphic. We all understand that is a chemical that's released at the time of birth. See what some of our problem is, we've not relinquished control of our attitude. And so, see, you 6 months, I'm sorry, 9 months, the third trimester, and ain't nothing can make you comfortable. Your attitude is bad. Feet swole. Eating like a hog. All you want is this baby to be delivered. You waddling around, fussing at your husband, screaming at the children, or vice versa, whichever one of y'all pregnant. But see, the point is, you're at that time where nothing is comfortable. It happens in the cycle for labor, before the baby comes forth. You're not comfortable. You've been carrying it a while. Your back hurts. Huh? Eating all kind of crazy stuff late at night. A whole lot of things are not normal. But it's because you've come to the time of birth. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody here by the Spirit. See, everybody wants stuff done A, B, C, D, sequential order and all of that. It don't work like that. The darkest is just before the dawn. Sometimes the most heated battle is just before the greatest victory. Sometimes it seems like you're going to lose everything when you're about to gain it all. Come on, that's how it works. That's why at the gate you must let go of control and trust God. He will bear you up on eagle's wings. He brought you out to take you in. He didn't bring you out to leave you. To make you ashamed, to make you a mockery, to make you a... God brought you out with a plan to take you in, to be a light, to be an example, to be a provider, to be a head, not a tail, above only and not beneath, a lender and not a borrower. That's what he brought you out for. I discern, I perceive that many churches got old. You don't even like your favorite programs on TV no more. This miserable. Hello? Say amen, lights. But it's only because you've come to that place of giving birth. You got to let go of what you know. You know, interesting, with a baby, as I said earlier, with a baby, ultrasounds can tell you boy or girl. It can't tell you whether it look like mom or dad. It can tell you what it look like. Oh, he gonna look just like daddy. No, you can't tell. It's in secret. See, God is forming something in your behalf, but he's kept it secret. You know it's coming, but you don't know what. You can maybe determine boy or girl. Or how many it is, but you there's some things you can't determine yet. Now I want to throw this verse in at you. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what you ask or what you think, according to the power that's at work inside of you. In other words, God's doing something exceedingly beyond what you think. He's keeping it secret. Think back in the day, they had no clue boy or girl, one or two, three or four. They had no clue. Technology gives us a clue today. Psalm 139, we were formed in secret. Nobody knows how everything comes together like that. So God is forming what you're about to birth. He's forming it in secret. Amen? So there's the issue of control. Giving God control. Things oftentimes will not work out the way you think. The way you're thinking. You know, we sometimes think in sequential order. We think certain ways. There's a way that you think. But God doesn't think like that. God says, my thoughts are not yours. If your thoughts were God's thoughts, you could counsel God. And there's no one that can counsel God. Matter of fact, there's no counsel against God. We're blessed when God gives us one of his thoughts. He says, my thoughts toward you are peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. So the first issue again at the gate, the controlled access to a city or to a life, is that of control, relinquishing your control. Number two is the issue of hesitation or wavering, hesitating or wavering. Give me 1 Kings 18 and verse 21. 1 Kings 18 and verse 21. The word of God declares, as Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal, it says, Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 45 of Mega Grace. Grace, the birthing place, part 2. God is up to something. It may not seem like it, but it is your season. You have to remain focused on the fact that you already have the victory. You will have to fight, because when he's sending a phenomenal victory your way, there's a phenomenal battle. Don't be swayed by discomfort, feelings of depression, desperation, irritability, or restlessness. Only the arrival of your provision, prosperity, and promise will bring you relief. Remember, the battle has already been won.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Jesus me fortalece, eu posso todo.